Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration.
What's your number?
Sorry?
Your number. The amount of money you need to just walk away from it and live. Which I find that everybody has a number, and it's usually an exact number. So what is yours?
More. Whenever you think of anything that causes you any concern, just say to yourself, I can do it. I can do that. I can do anything. I can do anything I put my mind to. Those are the magic words that eventually undercut and erode and wash away any fear that may be holding you back. And you repeat those over and over as affirmations, and you program them deep into your subconscious mind. At a certain point, you override all the negativity from your environment.
The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're going to meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich. You won't. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, the moment you change that frequency, different things come back to you.
If you want to know what makes people happy, write down progress equals happiness. Think about it. You can achieve everything in the world and still go, is this all there is? You can achieve something and be excited, but for how long? The only way you stay happy and excited is to keep growing. Progress is everything. If you're making progress on your body, progress in your mind, progress in your emotion, you're gonna feel happy. When you get there, you feel excited, but again, for how long? A year? No. 6 months? 3 months? 3 weeks? 3 days? 3 hours? Because we're not made to just sit and, you know, be successful. We're made to grow. We're made to, and as we grow, we have something to give.
You know, for me to try and change the results in my life, in other words, what's going on outside of me, without changing what's going on inside, would be just about as foolish for me to try and change the reflection of this mirror without changing my physical appearance. It's never going to happen. Well, that's what people are doing. They're trying to change something outside without changing what's going on inside.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can, and then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state, and that is the gateway to making these changes.
The act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene, literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again, the hardware becomes more automatic, like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions because you installed the circuitry. Practice feeling the elevated emotion. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. And this is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So if I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. And I think that's how we start stepping into that future.
Match the frequency. Get on the same frequency as the good you desire. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. It's physics. That means that you've got to get vibrating, you do, on the same frequency of the good that you desire. You literally fall in love with the idea of what you want. Act like the person you want to become. Everything on that frequency is going to come into your life.
Anything that's holding you back, any fear of failure, lack, poverty, rejection, loss, or anything else, if you replace it with a desire thought, and this is the key, fear versus desire. If you keep your mind on what you want and keep it off of what you don't want, as you dwell on your desire, your fears diminish and get smaller. As you think about what you want, eventually, because of the law of substitution, you have less and less time, less and less emotion to think about what you don't want. Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. In the Bible it says, To them that hath shall more be given, and from him who hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. What it means is simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
As you place in your imagination what you would like to attract into your life, and you hang on to it, the second thing you do is you live from the end instead of about the end. Living from the end means that you act as if what it is that you would like to attract into your life is already here. I suggest, Dan, that you probably did this when you were in the second and third and fourth grade, learning to tie your shoes without any hands. That you could always have a picture, because you wouldn't have continued with it if you didn't. You had to have a picture of yourself doing this, even though you didn't know how to do it. In your imagination, you were already doing it.
There is not one single thing that has ever happened to you or will happen to you that will be wasted. If you look at every single crisis, difficulty, challenge, every joy-filled moment that comes into your being, everything is there showing up to make you more of who you were meant to be. And it's showing there to help. It's showing up there to help you. Nothing ever is wasted.
Everything is vibration. You put out a good vibration. The only thing that responds to a good vibration is a good vibration. Bad vibrations are on a different frequency. They don't mix each other. You put out a vibration, you're going to get back what that vibration is. It's called resonance. And so if you're an unhappy person and you're broadcasting that, the only person that will be affected by that unhappiness, somebody else is unhappy because they're resonating from the same thing. So all of a sudden I realized as I started to change, it's like, be happy.
You know, manifestation is basically setting goals and desires, knowing what you want, finding images of them to put on a board that you can see at least twice a day, because your brain doesn't actually know the difference between something happening in real life and a strong visualization.
Wow, so you could create enough of a visualization for yourself if you really were to powerfully start to focus on it and do that, to visualize something that your brain at one point would have to think it's so true. Mm-hmm. That the world would meet you and put it into your life.
I love the way you put that.
Wow.
Don't talk to nobody. Sit down and have one conversation with yourself. What is the thing that I do the absolute best?
Never consider the possibility of failure. Every person here is here because they refused to quit when the going got rough. Your ability to persist in the face of setbacks and disappointments is vital to all great achievement, and it's always a decision that you make. It's not the external environment. It's always the internal environment. Number three, the biggest goal in the world can be accomplished if you just take it one oil barrel at a time. Thomas Carlyle once wrote that our great business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. The only time you will ever have is now. If you live every day, every hour, the best you can, the rest will take care of itself. As the Bible says, sufficient unto the day are the cares thereof.
When we have a problem, most of us go, oh, panic, God, what are we going to do, blah, 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 blah. But I have something that I try to get people to say. When the minute there's a problem, you stop and you go, all is well. All is well. Everything's working out for my highest good. And out of this experience, only good will come. And I am safe. And you do this, if it's a small thing, I say it two or three times. If it's a bigger issue, I babble it incessantly. But all is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come, and I am safe. Now this quiets your inner turmoil down long enough for the universe to find the solution to the so-called problem. See, when there's problems, we don't have to fix problems so much. We need to fix our thinking and our attitude about how we respond to them.
Remember, the starting point of becoming a millionaire on the outside is for you to become a millionaire on the inside.
Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. Give expressions of gratitude many times daily for having received that which you want, even before you actually get physical possession of it. Possession starts first in the mind. Please remember this. When doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatsoever a man believeth, that shall he also reap.
Defaulting to these subconscious programs. What are these programs? I'm powerful, I'm capable, I can do anything, I'm smart. Because most of us are defaulting to the criticisms. Not good enough, who do you think you are, you don't deserve this. I go, well, both situations are right. Whatever program you put in, you're going to manifest.
Do you know the only energy those brain cells can take on is the same energy it's sending off? The only energy those brain cells can take on is a like energy to that which you're sending off. You focus on the negatives in another person, what kind of energy do you think you're taking on? What kind of a vibration do you think you're in? It might be a wise idea to focus on the good aspects of even the worst situation.
So you have to think what you want your situation to be and use all of the thoughts in that way, because your work is that, and then let the universe work out how.
Positive self-talk enables you to take complete control over your conscious mind. These words you say make you feel more focused and aware. They give you a greater sense of personal power. This is why most successful, happy people discipline themselves to maintain a positive inner dialogue. The payoff is tremendous.
Repeated thoughts wear a kind of psychic groove in the mind, a groove that gets deeper with every repetition. You see what that means? When you think you can't, and you tell yourself you can't, and you tell other people that you can't, you've made a groove in your mind, psychically. And every time you do that, the groove becomes deeper until ultimately you can't. That is the way it goes.
One of the fastest ways to create something in your physical reality is to reverse the normal process by which we create things. Usually we create things first by thinking about it. I think I'll go to that party. And then we say something about it, as in, Matilda, I'm coming to your party tonight. And then we do something about it, as in showing up at the party. That's generally how we produce things in our reality. In fact, everything in this room was once a thought. There is nothing that was not once a thought in someone's mind somewhere. But if you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does. If you have only $5 left to your name, go to a store and get them made into singles. Take 5 singles and walk down the street and give a single to each of 5 people who have even less than you do. And by the way, you will find those people very easily.
The more trust you have in your superconscious mind, the faster it works for you. And the more calm and confident you absolutely believe that something will show up. And the more you practice with it and the more confidence you have, the faster it works for you. Pretty soon it gets to the point where you can think a thing and realize it very, very quickly. I used to do this when I was first understood this, when long distance charges were very high back in the 80s, is I would visualize a person I needed to talk to on the other side of the country, and they'd fire, they would phone me. And I could do this over and over again, rather than me phoning them for 30 or 60 minutes, I'd visualize and they'd phone me. I just put it into the superconscious mind and I say, he or she will call by 11:30. By 11:30, the phone rings. Just and do this over and over again. And the more confidence you have that it will work, the more rapidly it works for you. Merely requires a step of faith, a mental step of faith.
To manifest, you have to believe. You have to believe that you already have whatever it is that you want. And the reason that you have to believe you have it already is because the subconscious mind is only operating in the present. It can't reason. It's just like a program. So if you say, my new car is coming, I'm going to get a new car, it's coming. Well, then it's always going to be coming. You have to imagine you have it now. And the moment that you believe, there's manifestations instantaneous.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency. And then you will attract whatever's on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. It is not important what other people believe about you. It's only important what you believe about yourself. Once you learn to believe in yourself correctly, you are no longer worried about what other people are thinking or saying about you. Until you learn to believe in yourself regardless of what other people say or think, you're not going to get very far. As a matter of fact, you have got to come to that point in your experience where you know that your nose is clean, your business is straight, and you don't give a damn about what other people think about you.
Everything we think comes into existence. So only think things that you want to come into existence. How you think creates how you feel. How you feel becomes an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. So you gotta protect your mind. And you gotta know it takes 3 minutes for your body to produce a hormone. Your thoughts produce chemicals. So you got a built-in CVS. You got a built-in pharmacy inside of your body. So when you think about something for 3 minutes or more, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. You said it. What's the word? What's the word?
Dopamine.
Dopamine. Your body is going to produce that naturally. 3 minutes or more with a thought that can activate that in your body. And then that chemical, that hormone becomes an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. So create the world you want to live in because you're creating the world that you're living in. So create the world that you want to live in because you're creating the world that you live in.
You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Start to see yourself mentally. You've been given the faculties to do that. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. And you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming towards you. And you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you and you become one with it. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize that the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it. It's only a period of time till it manifests in physical form.
The law of cause and effect says that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts create the conditions of your life. Whatsoever a man soweth, so also shall he reap. Whatsoever a man soweth in his mind, he reaps in reality. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, whatever you put in, you get out. And you can't get out without putting in. There's an enormous number of people who want to get out without putting in. They want to become wealthy without making any contribution. They want to have money without creating any value. But it'd be the same as going to the field and saying, I want a crop, but I don't want to put in any seed. The fact is that the universe has a law, and the granddaddy law of the universe is cause and effect, sowing and reaping, action and reaction. And it doesn't matter if you went to the best schools or the worst schools or no schools, it's just a matter of law. And if you get your life in harmony with the laws, everything changes. If you get your life in conflict with the laws, nothing will happen to you except for bad things.
Some people spend their whole life dreaming in lack and never actually realizing their goals. They're waiting for their wealth to occur to feel abundant. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. We've become very dependent on the outer world to change our inner world. And all I'm saying is you can teach people how to be creators in their life. If it's not matter that's creating the field, but the field that's creating matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I could change the information in the field. Can I change the hologram? And could I shorten the distance between the thought of what I want and the experience of having it if I create from the field instead of from matter? Now, that's a whole new experiment. If you have a person pay more attention to that, to feel it, to experience it, to relax into it, to become more of it and less of them, somehow there is this dramatic change in the information in a person's biology. So then when you create from wholeness instead of lack and separation, you see it not only affects in their biology, but it ultimately affects in their life.
As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. Oh, and why not take a chance on faith as well? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it.
Look at me. This is the coldest thing I'm going to tell you today. You have not because you ask not. It's that simple. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you ain't never asked God, could you have it? Most people ain't rich today because you ain't never asked God, could you be rich? I asked God every day when I was homeless. You got to start asking God for big stuff. Stop wasting God's time with all this little stuff. Lord, help me make my rent. Don't he always? You keep coming up with the rent. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe you should ask God for a mortgage? If you quit asking for rent and ask for mortgage, you don't think God got mortgage money? So you rule yourself out of the mortgage simply because you won't ask. Just ask God for big stuff. Lord Jesus, help me get out of debt in 7 years. What? He made heaven and earth in 6 days. You need 7 years from God to get you out of debt. You're crazy. God do big stuff.
Can you teach your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like before it happens? And when you begin to fall into the present moment and marry those intentions with an elevated emotion, your body is believing it's living in that future reality in the present moment, and you're changing your biology from living in your past present reality to living in your future present reality. And your job then is to be able to maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day. And if you can, get ready, because something unusual is going to happen in your life. It's the law.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it. Even if you don't believe, play the game of belief. We can condense time. We can pull it to ourselves. It's not about the future. Oh, I'm going to do something next year. It doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Next hour does not exist. It's all potential. But what we can do is drag the time into the present. Now, into the solar plexus. Act as if you believe. That is power. And it will happen. Believe you me, it's worked in my life. It will work in yours. So never give up. Believe, believe, believe. I don't care if you're atheist or agnostic or anything. Believe, believe, believe.
Be very aware of the repeated thought patterns that you are having and start writing them down. Start really noticing how often you are thinking this thing, to then really try to dig underneath that. What must I believe about myself to be having that thought on a repeated basis? And then using that belief belief to create a mantra or positive affirmation that is the opposite of that belief. So even if it feels like it's not completely true at the moment, it does need to be quite bold so that every time you have the negative or the low self-worth thought, you can replace it with the positive affirmation. And it's very much backed up by neuroplasticity, because in the brain, you can't undo a pathway that's already there. You can only overwrite it with a new desired pathway, whether that's a thought or an action or a belief. You think of this positive mantra, and you say it out loud, you write it down as much as you can. You can start to overwrite that belief in your brain.
I believe in manifestation. I believe in putting a rocket of desire out into the universe, and you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way. You're facing away from it. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
The entire, you know, entire universe, all of creation is an improvisation. And you have to kind of just accept it and go with it and have fun with it and try to surf it. And sometimes you feel like you're on top of the wave, and sometimes you fall off and you keep getting up.
Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it, like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. It's, and there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no, you know, not willing to grind and, you know, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of this and that and all this whining that a lot of people do these days. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
In order for a person to change a belief or a perception about themselves and their life, the majority of those people made a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carried a level of energy that was greater than the hardwired programs in their brain and the emotional conditioning in their body. As I said earlier, their body literally responded to their mind. The choice that they were making became a moment in time they would never forget. They'll tell you where they were, what time of day it was, who they were with when they made up their mind to change. It became a long-term memory. And the stronger the emotion we feel, the more altered we are inside of us, the more we remember that choice. Painted yourself into a corner and you said, this is it. I don't care how I feel, body. I don't care how long it takes, time. I don't care what people think. I don't care what's going on in my life, environment. I'm going to do this. And you made up your mind. The moment you felt that emotion, you were aligning to a new future. And to change is to be greater than your body, to be greater than your environment, and to be greater than time.
You see, you're so much more than you appear to be or even think you are. You already have within all that's required to attract, literally. You already have within all that's required to attract whatever you want into your life. Now, I want you to think of this before we go any further. There's only two sources of reference to go to find out anything about yourself. One, science, and the other...
If you're going to create like a vision, a dream of what you want, a new job or whatever, it's a new relationship, a new house, it's going to take you time to go get it because you got to drag your body through space and it takes time.
Yes.
When you create from the fifth dimension, you actually are doing the opposite. You're actually collapsing space and time and you're drawing the experience to you. You don't go and get it. When there's a vibrational match with your energy and something in your future and you're creating from the fifth, you're not playing by Newtonian physics any longer. You're playing by quantum, which means now you are drawing your future to you. You're the magnet to your destiny. So things start showing up in your life out of nowhere because you created them from nowhere. Something appears out of nothing because you created from nothing, and it happens in no time because you created it in no time. And so now you're less likely to go and get it. You're more likely to tune into it and bring it to you. Mm-hmm. So now you're not rushing anywhere to get it. You feel like you understand that there's a different way to do it.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction that God has for you. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. You can't tell it to everybody. You know why you can't tell it to everybody? Because if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. God has shown you some amazing stuff in your life that you thought was brilliant,
Then you took it to your friends and your family, and you shared it with them, and they shot it down. You know why they shot it down? Because they couldn't see it. You know why they couldn't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you.
A goal or something you want to accomplish is that the moment that you focus in on what you want to do, that's when you begin to have energy to do it. A distracted person lacks energy. And when they get to the thing they need to be focusing in on, they don't have the energy to give. But when a person says, no, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and they set their mind to it, they set their eyes on it, they set their hand to do it, all of a sudden, energy begins to fill their life. Why? Because what you focus on, what you concentrate on, what you desire to accomplish, once your eyes are fixed on that, it begins to energize you, and you begin to see the possibility of making it happen.
If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that's changed the world.
One of the most important laws of human existence. In the universe, we know that all of energy is in a state of vibrations. And we also know there's a law of radiation, that everything is vibrating outward. And we find that whatever you are thinking, your thoughts are also a form of energy that is vibrating and radiating out from you and that travels at the speed of light so that you can affect people and circumstances at great distances. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want.
Visualize every day about where you want to be and make it a point. Surround yourself with everything that you're inspired by. Surround yourself with a vision board that you can see at your desk or see at home. When you're visualizing at night, you should be trying to smell, you should be trying to feel, you should be trying to make it as real as possible. You have to make sure that you understand that this is a skill set, because when you first start doing it, you're not going to be great at it. You're going to be able to do it for a very short amount of time, and then you're going to get distracted. This is no different than meditating, learning how to meditate, okay? It takes practice. So just because the first 3 or 4 days or the first week is a little bit hard, keep going.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask for.
If you could fall in love with your future, and the heart produces a very strong magnetic signature, and you get your brain coherent and working really well, that intention that you have has a signal in the field. And we've measured this. And so then if you could begin to experiment by changing your energy, could it change my life? That's the experiment. I'm just curious. If you started doing it, that you could actually shorten the distance between the thought of what you want and the experience of having it. And all of a sudden, you're no longer going anywhere to do it. It's kind of coming to you.
I can't really explain it, but if I see something and like, if I see it in my head and like, if I can visualize it in my head, I can just do it, you know?
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
If you visualize before, you will be more prepared for that moment.
Are you not visualizing the fight?
Yeah, always.
You are.
I always visualize my fight in the night. I know, okay, this happened, I'm going to do this.
Visualizing at like 13, 14, just so everything around me was taken care of when I got to a meet, so I could be completely relaxed. So when I put my headphones on, all I'm thinking about is music. I get to go up and just do what I practice to do. All of those countless hours of staring at the black line at the bottom of the pool, that was for this moment.
I knew what was going to happen. I knew I was going to get here. They didn't.
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
And you know, if you read every single story of every single man or woman who's ever accomplished anything, their entire life is a lifetime of failure. It is failure, 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 outstanding success. Boy, wasn't he lucky. You find that successful people try far more things, and most of the things you try won't work. At least they won't work initially. So therefore, the thing is to keep trying, because you have a cybernetic organism or a mechanism built into your brain, which means every time you try anything, you learn something. You try something and you learn something, and you learn what works and you learn what doesn't work. So you find there's a direct relationship between the number of times you try and how likely it is you are to triumph. And so if you hear a good idea today, resolve to give it a try. And the faster you try it, the better.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. You've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Nothing changes in the winner's mind. Do you understand that? You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you say.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
The first aspect of visualization is called frequency. This refers to the number of times that you visualize a particular goal as achieved, or of yourself performing in an excellent way in a particular event or circumstance. Paint a clear mental picture of your very best performance or result, the more rapidly it will appear as part of your reality.
Delayed gratification, which means putting off enjoying the fruits of your labor for a period of time. It's temporary, so that you're focused in on what you're doing. This is the one thing that people always did that people that are not successful don't do. They're obsessed with making money. They're obsessed with their mission, their purpose, their idea, their project. And it's all they do. It's all they think about. They eat, drink, and sleep this obsession. They work on it, but it's not work to them. They absolutely love the journey, because they understand the journey is actually the reward. You see, what you say is what you get. Your tongue is a creative force. Words have power, more power than you could ever imagine. Every word that comes out of your mouth has 100 to 1,000 times more power than a thought. If you believe that what you say will happen, you will get whatever you say.
The act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene, literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again. The hardware becomes more automatic, like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions because you installed the circuitry. Practice feeling the elevated emotion. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. And this is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So if I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. And I think that's yes, how we start stepping into that future.
Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat. And on Wednesday, it's probably going to be here in my chest. It always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this
thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with.
Here's how the system works. Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. It is for you merely to reach into this sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience. And you do this through three devices mainly, thought, word, and action. That is what you say, what you think or believe, and of course what you do.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.